Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Listen again. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. I have other sheep that don't belong to this pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice. There will be one flock with one shepherd. Words. What do these words mean? Why are they part of us this day? Well, sometimes it's good to hear the words in a new way. Sometimes it's good to hear those old familiar scriptures in ways that we might not always listen to. Hence the book I shared with the children, which you couldn't see, but the pictures dealt with all African American children and families and how those words that I read from Psalm 23 showed what their lives were about care and comfort, about renewal and strength. Sometimes when we hear the same words over and over and over again, we don't open our imaginations. So today I'm going to invite us to open imaginations about the Good Shepherd. As I said, it's always the fourth Sunday, always the fourth Sunday of Easter. I am the Good Shepherd. What does that mean? Well, it's a bold statement, a very bold statement. I am the Good Shepherd. And there's other sheep and other pens, but they're mine too. It's about knowing, and it's about relationship. And the relationship that is revealed, is about knowing God. It's about knowing Jesus. It's about knowing the Good Shepherd. It's about knowing all the good that gets laid down for Jesus' life. It's even about foreshadowing of the crucifixion and the resurrection. If you paid attention, he told us again that I'm going to lay down my life for you. And that's okay. So what I kind of think all of this is saying to me, and I hope is saying to you, is that we are enough. Who you are as an individual person is enough in God's eyes. Now, that doesn't mean we stop growing or we stop changing or we stop transforming, but you are enough. Stop and just think about that. We don't have to go and buy all this wonderful stuff that the TV tells us about. We are enough how we are. That should be a relief, that we are enough. As I mentioned, on Thursday, I went to the candlelight walk from Jobs and Family Services down to the gazebo. And there was a great band that played, and there were a lot of children. There was dancing and music and words that were spoken, and I met a lot of different people. But the one thing that impressed me the most were the two juniors in high school from Pickerington North who talked about the Butterfly Project. It's a around-the-world project in different schools that has to do with helping to build self-esteem and going against human trafficking. The one thing they said is that they have, in their talks to the schools and in their talks around the state of Ohio and whatever, that they have saved 9 young girls from human trafficking. That is amazing. We don't even think about that in where we live, but it happens. So one of the things that they talked about was self-esteem. That it starts at home. It starts at the churches and in the schools. It's about how we talk to one another. Those words that we use all the time that we don't even think about, that cause grief and pain in people. That sometimes, this is one of my pet peeves, and so you're going to hear about it, but when somebody says, oh my God, I like cringe. Or I say, thank you for praying to God. It becomes, you know, it just becomes. It's something that we just say. Think about words that you just say that might cause someone else to be in pain. That's about self-esteem. That's about being able to stand up and say, yeah, I don't like that. That really hurts me. If we could save everybody so that there would be no more human trafficking, that would be wonderful. But we can't save everybody. It's not our job to save people. It's our job to live that we are enough as God's, Jesus's followers. You see, Jesus isn't done with us yet. Jesus isn't done with any of us yet. According to the scripture, people are called from all walks of life, from all places and all generations. So there are many of us that are still being called, and all of us are going to continue to be called to act as followers, to live as followers. So one, Jesus isn't done with us yet. And that God is at work in our midst, through us, in abundant life. And the other thing about the three points about this text, God isn't finished. Jesus isn't done with us. God's at work in our midst. And three, God's flock. God's flock is beyond our imagination. Think about it. God's flock is beyond our imagination. That means wonderful news. Well, as I was thinking about all this week, I began to think about the TED Talks. I don't know if any of you have listened to TED Talks, but there's some really good ones out there. And the one that kept coming to my mind was Brené Brown, B-R-E-N-E Brown, on the power of vulnerability. Now, Brené Brown is a storyteller and a researcher, and she has lived what she's talking about. And what vulnerability is about the connection, the purpose, it brings meaning to our lives. So in order for us to be in relationship, according to Brené, in order for us to be in relationship, in order for us to have a connection, we must be vulnerable. Okay, that makes kind of good sense to me. We have to open ourselves up to be in relationship. We also need to believe that we are worthy of love and belonging. Self-esteem. We, all of us, are worthy of love and belonging. And some of the people that she researched as she was talking about this, she researched wholehearted people. So what's a wholehearted person? She has a couple books out that are interesting, and if you want to borrow them, I have them, because they really do help me begin to understand what it means to be that we are enough. But she talks about wholehearted people. And wholehearted people have basically three things. They have courage. They tell the story of who they are, even though they are imperfect. So they have courage to be themselves, even though they're imperfect. They tell the story of who they are through compassion, through kindness. They're kind to everybody. Doesn't matter if they look the same, doesn't matter if they act the same, doesn't matter if they drive people nuts, they still show compassion to everybody they meet. Kindness. And the third thing is connection. And being in connection is a result of authenticity. We need to be authentic in who we are in order to be wholehearted people. So the people who are wholehearted people, the people who are most vulnerable, they embrace it. They embrace their vulnerability. And because they embrace their vulnerability, the birthplace of love and joy and the willingness to go beyond, to go the extra mile, Even though there's no guarantees, they follow through on it. Okay, so as I was thinking about this TED Talk, and as I was thinking about what Brené Brown is talking about, our text, that is exactly what our text is about today. That we are enough. When we show courage and stand up for what is just in God's eyes. When we show compassion to those who are the same or different than us. When we have an authentic connection with people. We are followers, disciples of Jesus. And I think sometimes the words that we use sometimes cause more harm than they do helpfulness. So I want us to try something. I want each one of us to know that we are enough. And I want you to turn to a person near you. And I want you to say, you are a beloved child of God. You are enough. Now, don't just say the words, because that doesn't mean anything. And it's going to be uncomfortable. I get that. I get that it's uncomfortable. But truly to be authentic, connected, sheep, a part of the Good Shepherd, we need to remind each other that we are children of God and that we are enough. So I know some of us are sitting a little bit far apart, so you may have to look a little bit closer to somebody. But find somebody near you, look them in the eye, and say, you are a child of God, you are enough. You're a beloved child of God, you are enough. Okay, now I know you're a little uncomfortable, but turn to somebody and do this, okay? Turn around, AJ, there you go. You can do it there, yeah. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. Believe it. Believe it. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. Do you hear it? Can you feel it? You are enough. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. Let's go out into the world knowing that, that you are a beloved child of God, that you are enough. And let's live with the compassion, the vulnerability, the kindness, the connection that we need in order to be disciples, followers of the Good Shepherd. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. Don't forget that. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. Thanks be to God that we all are. Amen.